How are we doing on the eve of Halloween?
That's the eve of Halloween. I see some celebrities are in the papers this morning talking about their spooky experiences.
Oh, yeah.
On different hotel stays and whatnot. Like Paul Mescal has been talking about a stay in a hotel. This is very like your story with your dead woman in the bed with you.
Okay.
When you were definitely not off your bicky pregnant.
Oi. Yeah, you see. Here we go. Now, what happened to him?
Okay.
It's probably the same lady.
Let me find. Do you reckon?
Yeah, probably.
Gladiator 2 star recently told of his freaky stay in the Clarion Hotel in Sligo while on family holiday. It happened when he was 12 and his brother Dunica was 10. Paul said the door was propped open. We heard whistling. We were watching SpongeBob. We stopped it for a minute and the whistling got really loud. And then the chair that was propping the door open flew into the bedroom and the door slammed
shut. Like, hello.
We were screaming at the top of our lungs. The Kildare man, 28, said it wasn't until the next day that they found out that the whole hotel used to be an old asylum. That's where we used to work. An old asylum. Where the top floor resembled the set of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Remember?
I do.
Has anybody seen my toaster that floats in water?
Reports of unusual and unexplainable activity have been prevalent ever since. Paul added, I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but what happened to that room was weird and unexplainable.
See?
Harry, yeah, it's your mad things happen.
You're still not convinced, are you?
I do. I'm fully convinced there's an answer for everything.
Yeah, I know.
A logical answer for everything.
You need scientific evidence, don't you?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we did this Halloween thing last year, didn't we? The dead air, dead FM thing.
That's right, with everyone's stories.
There was some stories came in and the rattly old cage.
Even you had to raise an old eyebrow.
Do you know what it is? I like the excitement of them. I like the kind of childlike giddiness of a ghost story.
Okay.
It kind of evokes a little bit of kind of sitting around the fire when you were a kid.
Yeah.
They're exciting. I think that's why people get addicted to them. I want to see one. I want to meet a ghost.
You literally want to sit down and have a cup of tea with one.
Yeah. I want to see a ghost wearing a Carrigaline GA jersey. You know what I mean?
I do.
As opposed to Victorian cloth.
Yeah.
Lying in your bed with her hands crossed.
That's right. My lady was, yeah.
Yeah. Did she speak to you?
I think she was dead.
Okay, so there was nothing out of her.
I think she was dead. Her eyes were closed.
Okay. Or she was just having a kip.
And she had her arms across her chest like that.
Okay, how old are we talking?
She had grey hair, grey-white hair.
Mm-hmm.
What are you...
I feel like... any possibility that there was a really large mirror in the bedroom and you just looked to the left and went... Ah! I'm just... Is that possible?
No.
Yes, I think it is. There's a reason for everything. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Welcome to Wednesday. Let's give it a go. Oh, by the way, we are doing Shocktober on this show this morning. 16 minutes after 6, we've got a whole load of football on later on tonight. Manchester United will be back on the pitch at about 7:45 tonight. They take on Leicester City. It's the first game without the big baldy lad. So we'll wait and see. This is the weird thing that happens when managers get fired.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it happens all the time. United will go out tonight and win 27-0. Weird things happen. When managers get fired, something happens in the dressing room. There's almost like this bolt of electricity that goes through a team going, okay, they're firing people, we better cop on. And then they generally play an incredible game without their manager the next time.
That's
happened. I've seen so many games like that. But Liverpool and Brighton are in action tonight. Newcastle and Chelsea, Preston and Arsenal, and Spurs and Man City as well at 8:15.
Oh, there's lots of matches on tonight.
Ian Bailey makes the front of the papers.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Well, this is a strange one. Yeah. So they've got their hands on a podcast.
Yeah, it's an unedited version of it, isn't it?
Yeah, so Gardaí investigating the murder of Sophie Tuscon de Plantier in West Cork, a story which has captivated the nation and across the world for 25 years now, maybe. And we're coming up to yet another anniversary
That's right.
Of Sophie's passing. So they're saying in the story this morning, cold case officers secured the Irish Mirror's Shattered Life's chat with Ian Bailey, who passed away in January, aged 66. They obtained a court order and they got the unedited tapes.
That's right.
And the review team based in Bantry, Cork, are now more than 2 years into this new probe. But they want to re-examine some comments that were made, which are thought to conflict with previous statements.
Yeah, it's conflicting statements, isn't it?
So they're doing a bit of jigsaw work on that. I'd love to say what I think on air, but, you know, I'm just going to stay out of it for now.
Okay.
But I know that there's a brilliant Sophie Toscan de Plantier book, and the author of that, it was released a few weeks ago, was on with Neil. And this is about as in-depth as it goes with the whole case. Yeah. It's in Easons and it's in Waterstones and all bookshops now. And I bought a copy of it. I'm halfway through it.
Are you?
Brilliant read.
Really?
Okay. But yeah, no, but I'm going to keep my wish on that now, Vic, for a little while.
Okay,
Until more. What else is going on in the world? Congratulations, the GAA are celebrating 140 years since the GAA was formed in a little office up in Dublin all those years ago. I know GAA, they get an awful lot of hard time from the public, being called the Grab All Association and whatnot.
They're a great organisation.
Not at all. Put your kids into sports, particularly 100%. GAA, and they'll...
wonderful community of people.
They have friends for life.
They do, yeah.
All of my daughters have such lovely friends from all their camogie circles.
Isn't
and everything.
Isn't it brilliant?
So it's a great thing to get involved in. Happy birthday, GAA. Baz from Telly.
Oh, yeah.
Baz Ashwamy.
Quite like Baz, you know.
Got robbed in Cambodia.
Did he?
Had to sleep on a pool table.
Oh,
so
God.
They took his money, his wallet, they took his passport, and there's no Irish embassy slap bang in the middle of Cambodia.
No,
so he was stranded there and he had to get a job as a fisherman and work his way out of Cambodia
to try and
get home. Robbed at a bus station, hadn't a penny, nowhere to sleep, no food, nothing. Had to go get a job, wait to get paid before he could start buying money and find somewhere to stay.
I just think that's an unbelievable story.
What a little adventure, though.
Wow.
But anyway, he's been talking about that. His show, the SOS show that he's
doing, is
really good. And that's coming back to telly pretty soon.
He's a great presenter, actually. Vix VIPs on
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. How can it be a year since Matthew Perry passed away?
It has flown.
How can
it?
Like a year, I would have said 6 months ago, 7 months ago. A year?
It's 12 months.
That's nuts.
Isn't it? Absolutely
nuts.
It shows you how quickly time goes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a year since Matthew Perry tragically passed away. His family sat down with NBC this week just to chat about him and his legacy. Have a listen.
He does seem like that light up the room personality.
Oh gosh, yeah. It's something you're born with or you're not born with. And he was certainly born with it in spades.
But it must be said, I think, that he was also very lonely in his soul.
The sort of exterior that people know about, he had an insecure, often very sad guy.
Fame is horrible.
It is, isn't it?
Notoriety, fame, celebrity status is just not happiness. Like, and it's becoming more and more evident every single week to someone else passing away. You're absolutely right.
It is becoming more and more evident, and it just seems to be a poison chalice, doesn't it?
And I think it's because back in the day, you could be a celebrity. You could be on the telly, you could be in the movies, everything could be fine. Now, everybody can access you. Now, you can go into your DMs if you're on Instagram, and there's just hundreds of messages of hate there for you.
And it must.
What does that do to people?
Absolutely.
Think twice about a whole life of being well known, because it comes with very, very dark baggage.
Yeah,
you know?
It comes at a huge price.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and you're right, we are seeing more evidence of that. Matthew's dad also spoke about accountability for those who possibly played a part in his son's death.
I don't even know if in his mind he had relapsed. That's interesting.
I don't think he did.
He didn't.
What do you think about the fact that there has been some accountability there?
I'm thrilled.
People who have put themselves in the business of supplying people with the drugs that'll kill them, that they are now on notice. It doesn't matter what your professional credentials are. You're going down, baby.
Now, did he have a doctor who was providing him, or was it just a...
It was a whole ring of people.
Old school dealers that were sorting him out.
It was a whole ring of people, and it sounds like they're making some progress with that investigation. So we'll have to wait and see. Chapel Rowan has apparently sacked a manager after a bitter row about her future.
Did the manager try and take a photo of her?
I know, yeah.
She asked her for an autograph.
I know, yeah.
For her daughter's sixth birthday.
I know, yeah. The manager was Nick Babetsky, and apparently he signed her when she was dropped by Atlantic Records.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a nice end to it all.
Yeah, so he signed her. Apparently those in her circle say they saw it coming for a while. But yeah, they've parted ways.
So she becomes globally famous, selling huge amount of music on radio 25 times a day on nearly every station in the world. Time to dump the manager.
He's described as the man who helped pick up the pieces and turn her into a star after she was brutally dropped by Atlantic Records, and he is no longer her manager.
Oh, this is nice. Adele and Celine Dion.
This is really tearful, actually, and I'm not one to get that tearful, as you know. But I was watching
You cried a dead tea bag. Look at the poor tea bag. It's all burst open.
He's right. Adele is totally mesmerised by Celine Dion, and she's been a huge hero of hers. And as you know, Celine Dion hasn't been well lately, but she got the surprise of her life. She was doing a residency in Munich, and she suddenly spotted Celine Dion in the audience, and this is what happened.
It's 18 days till I'm a Celebrity gets back on your telly box. That will return on ITV and Virgin Media on the 17th of November. You always know we're heading into Christmas. And it's 6 days until the US presidential election, something I've been pretty fascinated with over the last couple of months.
Yeah, something the whole world has been fascinated with, really.
It's the best soap opera ever.
It's unreal.
It really is. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Ivanka Trump. And in 1969, a lyrical genius was born. A man that should have been on the Leaving Cert and studied like Yeats and Kavanagh.
Can I guess?
And he celebrates his birthday today. Go on.
Bob Dylan.
No, yeah. You celebrate with snow. That lad is he's 55 today.
I can't believe I said Bob Dylan, but anyway.
Practically his brother. Manchester United caretaker boss Ruud van Nistelrooy has deleted all photos of himself dressed up at some kind of fancy dress because of blackface.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The photo's pretty bad.
They were dug up from many years ago and shared across social media. He was dressed as a king at the annual parade of Three Kings of Marbella in Spain in 2013.
Yeah.
And decided to darken himself up a little bit.
He did, yeah.
So he deleted those. I'm telling you, this is why. I'm so happy to be from our generation.
I know, yeah, because there was no evidence.
In the 90s, I went to a fancy dress party dressed up as a Twix.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, I'd like to see that. That's funny.
I had a kind of a gold jacket, and there was...
It was obviously a king size.
It was.
Because you're so tall.
It was one of those extra ones. But there was a certain amount of coloured makeup on as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that could be taken the wrong way.
Okay.
This is great. A wannabe Indiana Jones has found a Mayan city three times the size of Edinburgh.
Wow.
After doing a Google search. He had a feeling there was something there, but Luke Auld Thomas was down an internet rabbit hole when he spotted a laser survey conducted by a Mexican firm. He's after discovering a city from 850 AD.
Oh my God.
That they think that was home to 50,000 people.
That is fascinating.
Does that mean he gets to keep it now?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question, you know.
I mean, he should do Finders Keepers. If you find something in the Amazon, you know, that should be yours.
It's funny, though. A massive Google search never brings me to one of those.
Absolutely, no. Just brings me to a very expensive ESP bill. Yeah. Dennis said to me, oh, my God, you're after catapulting me back to 1993. Now, what's he saying in it? I just had to have a look at the lyrics because I haven't checked it up before. Informer, you know me say daddy snow, I go blame. A leaky boom boom down.
Okay. Right.
Again, I have no idea. I used to DJ in a nightclub up in Mayo called Panama Jacks.
Right.
All right. And the code was at 2:30 at night, if the guards arrived at the door, which was way down the other end of the hotel, the DJ dropped. Informer. And as soon as this played, the shutters came screaming down in the bars. That was the song.
So good.
Yeah, that was the
that was the code song.
That was the Shade Alert song up in Mayo back in 1993.
I love that.
You had to have it on 7-inch, like over your head, like ready to pull down, get it on the deck quick. Straight away. All right, celebrity haunted stories. Let's see. Ardal O'Hanlon has been talking about some spooky tales, likewise with Paul Mescal. I'll start with Mescal's one first, okay?
Yeah.
So the Gladiator 2 star recently told of his freaky stay in the Clarion Hotel in Sligo on a family holiday.
Okay.
It happened when he was 12 and his brother Dunica was 10. Now, he said the door was propped open. They heard whistling. They were watching a SpongeBob movie, thought it was coming from the TV, so they turned off the TV. And we stopped for a minute and the whistling got really loud. And there was a chair that was propping the door open that flew into the bedroom, like off the ground, lifted up and flew across the room. We were screaming at the top of our lungs. It wasn't until the next day that they found out that the room that they were staying in this hotel, was a renovated asylum.
Wow.
Up in Sligo. Ardal O'Hanlon, the father Ted Starr, told the Late Late Show last week how he had a strange experience with his daughter was just a baby, although it was around 20 years ago. It stayed with him since. He and his wife, Melanie, and his eldest daughter, Emily, who was aged about 1.5 at the time. Early one Saturday morning, there was a knock at the door at 7:30, which Ardal said was highly unusual at that hour at the weekend. He asked his wife, who could that be? And little Emily, who could barely speak at the time, said clearly, it's a lady with a pram.
Yeah, I saw him tell this story. It was freaky.
And the couple looked out the window, and there was indeed a lady with a pram. She could have been selling echoes.
No.
Come on.
First of all, the child can't speak. And second of all, the child can't even see the front door.
Cans of Fanta, so she could be doing like a...
No, I'm sorry, but
selling cookies.
No, that's unexplained.
The woman with a pram. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Lily Collins, the Emily in Paris star, once recalled a spooky encounter while staying at the Shelburne in Dublin.
See?
She told US chat show host Jimmy Fallon that she felt a presence in her hotel room, or more specifically, a person. Lily said, I opened my eyes. I could hear a giggle, and then I felt a rush of air right across my face. Lily.
Oh my God. Casey! You've just ruined the whole mood. Come on.
Sorry.
Come on.
I felt a rush of air across my body, and then I heard all these doors slamming like fire doors, the ones you don't hear opening, but then the air closes. She spoke to staff the following morning about the incident. She said, there's been stories about that room. Mary is believed to be 7 years of age, this little girl that haunts the hotel on the sixth floor.
That's weird.
And has very bad wind.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Luke is in Garryvaugh. All right, Luke, what's happening, fella?
I'm going well now, yourself.
Now, what I need you to do is blow into the microphone of your phone like this. All right, because you've got a bit of belly button fluff in the microphone part. Go on, do it, do a little blow. Now say hello.
Hello.
I just saved you 80 quid.
It sounds way better.
Fixing smartphones on the radio.
There you go.
Since 1995. All right, fella, let's go for it. 60 seconds to get all of these questions right, and we're going to write you a check for €1,000. That's the pop quiz. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Young Offenders is about two lads from where?
Park.
What movie star ran the Dublin Marathon over the weekend?
David Beckham.
Question number 3. Who is married to Posh Spice?
Colin Carroll.
Question number 4. You mix them up. They're the two I give you help with off the air. You mix them up, but I'm giving them to you.
Yeah.
RTE2 used to be called what?
2FM.
Question number 5. Can you name any team in the top 5 of the Premier League?
Arsenal.
Question number 6. Paul Mescal's girlfriend is who? His girlfriend is who? We just played her song a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Nina Gomez.
Question number 7. What is the Irish for Halloween?
Ihahona.
Well done. Question 8. What year was the first Harry Potter movie? 2001 or 2005?
2001.
Who directed the first Gladiator movie? Ridley Scott. Yeah. He directed the first and he directed the new one that's coming out. So, yeah, off the air, obviously, I always give you a little bit of help to get you going. Last weekend, Colin Farrell ran the marathon and David Beckham is married to Posh Spice. But we'll accept those for you. RT2 used to be called what? It was Network 2. It used to be called Network 2 back in the day. Premier League, you've got either Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Aston Villa or Chelsea. Well done. Gracie Abrams is the answer to number 6. Halloween, you got correct. 2001, you got correct. And Ridley Scott is number 9. Listen, fella, we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on the way to you. And we'll talk to you another day, Luke. Thanks a million for listening, buddy.
Unreal, thanks.
Cheers, kid. Bye. Mind yourself. All right. Back to some witchy action.
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:51 is the time. Oh, there's a lot of interesting guesses coming in on Shocktober this morning. Let's see.
So there's the finger post around the boat anyway. So I reckon she's out Douglas, maybe out in the Douglas shopping centre.
Hey, who knows? Huh? Maybe she's in Mahon Point, someone else is saying. Yeah. Maybe she's down West Cork direction.
There you go.
Voice notes on guesses, please. 0868104106. Vic, what's going on?
Okay, a video of Liam Payne singing an unreleased song called Do No More has had a massive reaction from fans. So this was across everything yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's a song that he produced with Sam Pounds. They were working together not long before he passed away.
Apparently the album was ready to go. It was and the songs that were on it, for whatever reason, the record company didn't want to invest in the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they dropped him before it was released. So he was sitting on this album. So, you know, that definitely added to the mess and stress of the whole.
So Sam Pounds, obviously Grammy winner Sam Pounds, has come out now and said, well, this was the song. And I think they're releasing it.
Okay. It's very hard to hear the quality of it now. I think it's just somebody grabbing it from a phone and under
a
speaker.
They're in a recording studio, so the actual song is to be released this Friday, the proper version. But that was off the video that was doing the rounds yesterday all over the internet, which is Liam and Sam Pounds in the recording studio, and they're actually playing the track back to themselves and kind of obviously enjoying how it sounds. It's just fans have just gone mad, obviously saying like it's amazing to still see, to hear a piece of music that was unreleased. So you can catch that on Friday. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz have split up. They were engaged.
Oh, no, what happened?
I don't know, really. They seem like a really good couple together, didn't they? But it just says they've ended their engagement just a year after they made plans to tie the knot. They began dating after Channing starred in Zoe's directorial debut, The Thriller, Blink Twice.
Yeah.
I think representatives for both actors have yet to comment, but that's kind of sad news.
Okay, this Sacred Cow of India, who has predicted dozens of major sporting events, has been asked to predict the upcoming Mike Tyson fight with your man Paul.
Right.
Okay, and who's going to win? Here's the Sacred Cow.
Biggest boxing fight of this history going to happen between legend Mike Tyson and Jack Paul. So today we are going to predict who will win. I have my guy. His name is Chotu. Let's see which food Chotu will choose. Chotu, Mike Tyson, Jack Paul. Tell the world who will win. Mike Tyson is here. Who? Jack Paul, you're going to win this fight. Prediction by my Chotu, Jack Paul.
Chodu is the Sacred Cow of India, who's also now been signed up by Paddy Power to predict all things for the future. So you've heard it here. Tyson's going down.
Red FM Shocktober. The witching hour is now upon us.
Tracy, what's going on out there?
Well, it's all over now. She's been found in Douglas was correct. Aldi Shopping Centre in the car park. I just dropped the hubby to work and I was hearing the clues coming up Crest Hill. And my daughter is in college and she texted me, Mum, I have to be between Aldi and KC's.
Yeah.
Just as I'm spinning into Aldi, here the person is interviewing the winner. It was fun. But it was crazy. There was like cars pulling in and it was just mayhem, like, you know what I mean? And as we speak, there's three cars coming in and people are saying, no, it's too late.
Are you sure she's been found?
Well, she's been interviewed by someone with a Red FM jumper and a microphone, so I presume... Unless someone's going around dressed up with someone dressed in Red FM. Yeah, she's been found. Literally just... like a minute ago.
You know, there's a Halloween party happening in Douglas and loads of people are dressed up as Red Patrollers this morning.
That's what I was just thinking. Could you imagine?
Tracy.
You know, there's one other suspicion.
You've done amazing work for us this morning. I'm sorry you didn't track her down.
Not a bother. But one last thing, they're saying maybe it's not a she.
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. Okay. Thanks, Tracy. You've done great work this morning.
No problem.
Oh, Tracy really wanted that money, didn't she? The witch is out there. Okay, she's out there. She's there in Douglas somewhere. Nicole.
Hello.
What's going on?
I found her.
No way. Yay! Hold on a second. We have to prove something.
Okay.
Where were you?
Well, I was on my way into work, and then I parked the car and I ran down to Tesco's. I ran across the road. I said I nearly got knocked down about two or three times.
Okay. Thank God you didn't get knocked down.
And I found him.
Okay, you found him. You were handed an envelope. Can you read what's on the envelope, please? Because we need to make sure this is the right witch. Somebody could be on a wind-up here.
It says, dream big. Don't let anyone tell you you're not scary.
You have found the witch. Yes! Nicole, 500 notes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Brilliant. Well done. Were you just in, did you just happen to be in Douglas this morning, or did you come down to find her?
No, I was going to work, and my sister was actually down here looking for her before me, and I said, I'll go down a bit earlier. And she's next to me in the car, I say, she's freaked.
Well, listen, for getting out of bed a bit earlier, for picking a really good radio station to wake up with, you have just got 500 quid on Red FM Shocktober.
Yay!
Congratulations, well done. I'm delighted for you, Nicole. Spend it well, Hannah, have an amazing week ahead, all right?
I will. You too.
Straight into TK Maxx or into Douglas Village or the other shopping centre. Whichever one. Go. Buy yourself something nice. She's been caught. Nicole has found the wealthy witch, but it continues. There's so many more opportunities for you to find the wealthy witch. Shocktober is up and running.